Did you have a good stretch before everybody went home?
We had a nice jog through. You guys were in there having donuts or something, and we were out here running up and down the field, but yeah, we did.
What do you tell your guys?
Tell them a lot of stuff, but most of it's private. The obvious is that they have 1 month. It's not like a six-week break or whatever. And really, this whole thing, based on the extra preseason game, the responsibility for the players to each other, be in great shape, be able to change direction. Let's not have any of these soft tissue deals where the guy can't practice. We have our numbers are our numbers. They're not going to change a whole lot. You'd like to think you come in with three teams so that you can do a good job with distribution of plays, particularly early on. But that's where it is. That's the majority of what was said.
Overall, do you feel you accomplished what you set out to accomplish during this camp?
Well, we had a lot of goals, a lot of things that were objectives in this camp. The integration of all the new people, whether it be draft choices or whether they be, you know, free agents that we brought in. I thought the veterans did a nice job of trying to integrate everybody into the team idea, and I think we've made some progress there. That was certainly one. And then, of course, the offense and the offensive terminology and that type of stuff. So we've been hard at work at that. We've made progress. We're not there, but we're making progress.
The extra preseason being short this time, but are you feeling good about the idea of the extra practice time once you do
it? It's going to be a positive, no doubt. Yeah, we can use the work. The obvious is we need to stay healthy in order to be able to take advantage of it.
Are you able to send the players home with their playbooks during this time, since it's only 4 weeks?
We don't. Most of it's on the iPads. We will give them some information. The quarterbacks will keep theirs, obviously. But most of the players turn it in. They may make a note or two, and their handwritten notebooks go with them.
You give the players a month. How much of that month do you take as a break?
I'll be in and out. I'll take my time. We've, family vacation type thing that we do every year. I'll do that. Like I told the coaches, just leave everything just like it is on your desk, because you'll be right back here.
Will you take a week? Customarily you take a week vacation?
Oh, no, I'll take more than that. By the end of the summer, I'll have taken time. I think that's important. For me, a lot of times, all I have to do really is change the routine, and I can get refreshed. But you do need to get away.
Is there also an emphasis today on, staying out of trouble? Because you see across the league,
there's always talk about being smart.
Yeah.
The NY never comes off. Be responsible. Don't let someone who has nothing invested in your future make decisions for you on who you're going to be with, where you're going, how you conduct yourself. And, of course, conditioning work in the heat is an important thing, and the realization, obviously, that alcohol and driving, or just that alone, and the hydration process can be set back. So you got to be very smart this time of year with how you're conducting yourself, what you're doing. And you can never lose sight of the prize.
Can there be a benefit to guys getting together during this time?
Sure.
To do stuff?
Oh, yeah. To run together, to push each other? Sure there is.
Do you expect that to happen? Or?
In some cases, there's no doubt it'll happen.
Can you talk about Ben McAdoo, having watched him on the field as an offensive coordinator these last few weeks, and just the job he's been doing and how he's growing into that role?
He's exactly what I thought when we hired him. He's a hard worker. He's driven. His priorities are what they should be. He works long and hard at his trade. I think he's a good communicator. The coaches, the other coaches that we brought in, Danny, and the idea of everyone working together, Craig, I think that's been accomplished. I think everybody's on the same page with regard to that. We just got to make some progress.
Anything else?
Do you have a different feel when you're sitting there in meetings with those guys? And is it a different vibe in the room? And if so, how?
Do I have a different feel? I don't have a different feel, no, not at all. The different vibe would only come from the new players and, how they fit. Were they some of those old seats,
I'm talking more when you're in the room with the coaches.
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
Coach, when you say we have to make some progress, just to be clear, you're talking about on the field, the plays and the execution and all that stuff?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, just checking.
Just double checking.
Is there anything that has to be done in a month with the players who are nursing injuries and rehabbing and coming back? Will that be treated any differently, or they get away for the month as well?
Well, if they are going to be away, it's already been set up that they rehab at a certain place, and guys like Beeson's going to be here, Manningham's going to be here. They're not coming too far, so yeah, that's all taken care of. There's nobody that'll go without the supervision that we need to make sure what they are like physically when they get back.